I want to talk to you about the what I call the power of negative thinking. You might find that a bit controversial, and all over the internet, on LinkedIn, on books, on Amazon, all over the place, it's all about the power of positive thinking. Now, I've met too many broke positive thinking people, and the reason for that is that positive thinking sounds very nice, but actually the reality is somewhat different. Negative thinking, positive thinking, the two ends of the same spectrum. You know, positive thinking is in the sales area as incentives, bonuses, commissions. You know, in the negative, you know, the threat of being fired or redundancy or even being seen last on the scoreboard or some sort of punishment actually can be far more powerful. Even I've known companies have this by whoever's lowest on the board that week has to actually drink, tomato juices instead of beer on the Friday night out drink and something of that nature to actually put some negative thinking in there. Now, motivation works like this. You know, people go towards things or away from, you know, the two different directions. But the away from is far more powerful. You look at anything. You look at the stock market. You can analyze it in all sorts of sophisticated ways. But it moves up and down on greed and fear, which are both negative thinking. That's what really drives it. And it's because of the fear that, you know, we're more afraid of bad things than going for good things. I mean, every dictator in history knows this. You know, they motivate their people by threats of what you do if you don't behave and toe the line. You can see countries all over the world doing that now. Now, in the sales team, that's a bit extreme. And the problem is with sales managers, it's so much nicer to give commissions, bonuses, trips to sunny Spain or whatever, prizes, and all the rest of it, than actually doing the negative. But the negative is what drives people. Now, one aspect of that negative, which I've always found very useful, is criticism. Criticism, you know, people like praise. You read books about how to praise your staff, look after them, and so forth. But what will teach them how to improve is criticism. Criticism tells you what you can do better. I actively ask my clients to criticize my service. I ask you, criticize this podcast, criticize anything that I do, and that will make me stronger. It's really good. So I ask you to go out there, realize it's the negative that motivates you. I've seen so many people in sales, they get a good month or they get some money from another side and it's gone because while they were like trying to pay the bills, the threat of the bills and somebody, you know, putting pressure on them, it's that pressure that makes them actually take some action. You know, so in your own goals, get something that you're fearful of, something you're negative, something you wish to avoid, and move away from it, because that's got more energy to it. But the criticism, get criticism and look for criticism of yourself all the time. I offer to companies that if you criticize me, I will come and I guarantee I can criticize something in your company that will make you a lot richer and boost your sales. All you have to do is be brave enough to harness the energy and be open to that criticism. I'm open now, so send in any criticism, but think about the power of negative thinking. It's a big subject. I'm just briefly covering it on this podcast, how to implement it. So every sales manager, I think, and every salesperson needs to really be doing this. Okay, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic week. Get yourself motivated. And if you're ever not motivated or your team, you know, challenge yourself, and incentives are just not enough sometimes. So be well, and I'll see you soon.